Hello and welcome to the Demand Gen Report podcast series. My name is Andrew Gaffney. I'm the editor of Demand Gen Report. Our podcast series will be talking to industry thought leaders on key topics that are emerging in the lead generation, lead management space. And this is part of our ongoing content series that we publish at demandgenreport.com. We hope you enjoy the content.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Demand Gen Report audio podcast. Today I'm here with Rob Solomon, CEO of Bulldog Solutions. Rob, thanks for taking the time to be with us today.
Thanks, Amanda. Great to be here.
So Bulldog Solutions has some exciting news. You recently announced a partnership with Sales Lab Demand Gen to provide integrated revenue-driving demand gen programs for B2B companies in Europe. So can you share more about that partnership and how the new alliance will affect the European market?
You bet. So I'm not exactly sure how it's going to affect the European market, but it's pretty exciting for us at Bulldog, and mostly for our clients who include a lot of firms that have a large global presence. So I can tell you I'm just personally thrilled to be able to bring a lot more of our internal capabilities to the table for our clients who more and more are relying on us to not only develop their strategy, but to also implement and execute the programs that we design.
Okay, great. And some of the services the company offers include demand generation strategy development, auditing and program planning, and actual tactical execution of online and integrated offline and online demand generation programs. So how will Bulldog Solutions align its offering with these?
Well, I think maybe it's flipped the other way around. I think we're going to be looking to our partners at Sales Lab to introduce many of our processes and technologies and methodologies to the European market. You know, we don't pretend to be experts at anything, but I'd say that we know that to be successful in Europe, you know, you got to be in Europe. And to that end, we're just super excited about the partnership with Christian Bernard and his team at Sales Lab. They've got a super great reputation, great contacts. They're overall just a great brand. We think they'll serve us great in the market.
So to that end, what are some of the market trend differences that you're noticing and conversely the similarities in Europe as opposed to the United States?
You know, I'd say on the whole that maybe Europe is beginning to catch up with North America in terms of sort of sophistication and certainly adoption of technologies and tools. But, you know, there are certainly a lot of technical differences. You know, for example, we're a demand gen agency, so we spend a lot of time thinking about email and email deliverability. And the rules are very different in terms of security and opt-in and opt-out in Europe as they are, you know, here in the U.S. or in Canada. And our clients in Europe seem to work a lot more through channels than our clients in the U.S., which creates an interesting set of challenges. You got to build programs and messages that speak to the customers of your channel partners, so you're kind of once removed from the end customer. It also poses some interesting challenges for sort of just measuring overall effectiveness when you're running different programs that are running through so many different channels. And probably the biggest challenge that we see in Europe is that it's made up of a lot of different countries, and each one of them has got uniquely different culture and language, and there's just a lot of little nuance that just is different when you're running programs in the UK or in Germany or in France. So, but overall, you know, the bar is certainly getting higher for everybody everywhere.
Right. You know, we recently posted an article looking at the marketing automation category's growth from Q1. Can you share your perspectives on the market in terms of growth rates, and are you seeing any sophistication among users increase?
Yeah, I read the article just recently. You know, I just think that marketing automation is for sure becoming mainstream, especially in the spaces, you know, we play in, large, complex B2B, mostly technology and telecom. But, you know, it's essentially become table stakes for companies who are looking to run more sophisticated and integrated programs, and companies that are looking to collect, you know, much better data on the performance of their marketing programs. And I know when I speak to my colleagues who run companies and work at companies in the marketing automation space, they all seem to, you know, they all think that they had a great year in 2010, so everybody seems to be growing. With respect to sophistication, again, the bar is getting higher, but there's definitely a big skills gap, and it's apparent. We see a ton of firms implementing this just awesomely great technology, but they don't have very defined set of objectives. They don't have, I would say, reasonable expectations, and they don't have the time, talent, or budget that they need to execute to pull it off.
Right. Well, you know, it's interesting because technologies like social media and mobile devices are really changing the way that organizations are now going to market. What impact do you see these technologies having?
I'm really not sure, to be honest. You know, I think social media and mobile are both very different. But they're both very interesting, but they're both very different. You know, as you know, again, our clients are large B2B organizations, and they sell complex solutions. And, you know, we're definitely experimenting with a lot of different social media, but it's definitely not the main event. You know, we're while there's huge opportunities, we're seeing a lot of big challenges. You know, how to weave cool social media programs into the mix. And what are these programs? They can't just be Facebook or LinkedIn. You know, that's not social media. But we're, you know, playing around with user groups and how do we incorporate surveys and polls and peer-to-peer forums. The second big problem we're having is how to measure the impact. And, you know, by its very nature, social is, you know, is peer-to-peer. So how do we sit back and begin to measure impact and figure out how that, you know, how that changes, you know, the performance of the programs that we run? And with regards to mobile, this one is also very interesting. And as we're all buying more smarter, faster, cooler handheld devices, we think the key to building a relationship with a prospect, you know, certainly has to take into consideration where our prospects are, where they're hanging out, which is more and more on some cool mobile device. So we think this creates an amazingly big opportunity, but like social media, it has huge challenges. You know, how do you optimize content to work the right way, at the right time, in the right place, and we're just beginning to experiment. Ask me in another year, I'll tell you what we've learned.
Right. You know, we talked about some of the interesting market trends that you're seeing both here in the United States and also in Europe. And any other shifts that you're seeing in terms of the tactics and methodologies that marketers are using to drive demand?
You know, I would say at a high level, more and more we're seeing centralization. So we're seeing new titles in the organization that we hadn't seen before. So things like, you know, VP or Executive VP of Demand Generation or VP or Executive VP of the Demand Center. You know, these are words and terms that you saw a lot in analytical reports, and now they're, you know, sort of making their way into titles where someone, you know, sort of owns it and all the things that sort of, you know, wrap those words. We're seeing a lot more focus on performance through dashboards, and I know you guys report about that a lot in your publications and your podcasts. We're seeing a lot more thought on and around the buy versus build, and this isn't just a technology thing, but how people are building databases and where they're getting content from. And we're seeing a whole new focus on content where you're seeing people build sort of content. They're doing content audits, and we're seeing a lot of our clients really think long and hard about what content they have that lives in different places in the buying cycle. And then, you know, I would say from our own, you know, what we're seeing in the market and what we're doing more and more in our engagements, we're seeing a lot more focus on the bottom of funnel activities where we're talking about sales enablement, where our clients are coming to us, and it's sort of a unified effort with marketing and sales to build sales playbooks and hunting kits and sales-driven templates. But, you know, about the time we figure it out, the market is so fluid, it changes again. So like my other answer, ask me again in 6 months or a year.
Right. Well, Rob, thanks very much for taking the time to share your insights. We'll absolutely look forward to learning more about the European market and the expansion there. And appreciate your time today, Rob.
Thanks, Amanda. I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks again for that great content. I hope our audience enjoyed it. I want to thank you for listening today. Keep an eye out for other upcoming podcasts in the series that we'll be broadcasting through demandgenreport.com.